With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. IRS says it's making progress in cracking down on fraud stemming from the pandemic era. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Hundreds of millions of dollars were improperly distributed under the Employee Retention Credit to help small businesses keep their employees during the pandemic. But IRS initiatives to get that money back are working. For example, the agency said it received $225 million from a voluntary disclosure program which ended recently. That program allowed small businesses that thought they received the credit in error to give back the money and keep 20%. Other programs are also clawing back federal money. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also at SRNnews.com, torrential rain in Australia leading authorities in Sydney to issue evacuation warnings. BBC correspondent Phil Mercer has more.
Despite blue skies over Sydney, the authorities warn the risk of flooding from swollen rivers is increasing after 3 days of heavy downpours. Rainfall records have been broken and more people could be forced to leave their homes. Further south, the storms have continued. Residents in several larger towns and cities in the Australian state of New South Wales have been told to stay indoors due to damaging winds and intense rainfall. Southern parts of Queensland have also been warned to expect more stormy weather over the weekend.
It's just not something that happens all that often in the eastern United States, but millions of residents jolted yesterday by a 4.8 earthquake centered in Lebanon, New Jersey. No injuries nor major damage reported. Rumblings from the quake also felt in Baltimore and parts of Massachusetts. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on abortion in a new poll.
It comes from Fox News, and it indicates that 35% of respondents think abortion should always be legal, while another 24% want the procedure to be legal most of the time with some restrictions. 32% of Americans say abortion should be illegal, except in cases of rape, incest, or to save the life of the mother. Only 7% want abortion to be outlawed in all circumstances. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorism leading to food insecurity in the Democratic Republic of Congo. International Christian Concern says 25% of the population faces hunger and malnutrition, in part because of ongoing violence in the country. More than 100 armed groups are fighting to control the mostly Christian nation and attacks on believers carried out by Islamic radicals. This is SRN News. A Nebraska transgender bill has failed.
The legislation would have barred transgender students from bathrooms, locker rooms, and sports teams that correspond with their gender identity. The measure needed 33 votes Friday to end a filibuster and failed by a margin of 31 to 15. Two Republican senators initially co-sponsored the bill but abstained in the vote. With only 4 days left in the legislative session, the bill is dead for the year. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Autopsy report has been amended to show the pilot of a hot air balloon that fell in Arizona, killing him and three others, had been administered an anesthetic after the crash. The ME's office says toxicology test showed the pilot did have a high amount of an anesthetic in his blood, but the report did not specify how it got into his system or exactly when. More details at SRNnews.com.